Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Labor Department numbers out today show employers added 200,000 jobs last month during Christmas, and the unemployment rate fell for the fourth straight month. Of course, there are all sorts of extenuating factors there, but how will those small silver linings impact Republican candidates heading toward New Hampshire? Poll numbers out today show Mitt Romney holding on to his strong lead in New Hampshire, 40% to Ron Paul's 19%, but Rick Santorum has climbed from 3% to 11%. And nationally, a Rasmussen poll shows Rick Santorum jumping to second place with 21% of the vote, behind Mitt Romney at 29%. Rick Klein joins us from New Hampshire with a look ahead. He's senior Washington editor for ABC News World News and co-host of the webcast Top Line. And Rick, Boston Globe business columnist Steve Sire writes today that this improving economy may be Mitt Romney's biggest challenge.
It's going to have to change his stump speech because he's been talking about how the Obama economy isn't growing jobs, and with every month's data, things get a little more inconvenient for that argument. But I do think you're going to continue to hear the Republican candidates, and particularly Mitt Romney, hit jobs. He can't afford as a candidate to see jobs less of an issue, and I do think there's still a perception of the economy as being not in the position where it needs to be.
Sure. Although New Hampshire does have a relatively low unemployment rate of 5.5, the candidates are heading for South Carolina, Florida. Florida has a 10% unemployment rate. But staying with Mitt Romney, there's analysis out also from the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center, which claims that Mitt Romney's tax plan would mean that taxes will fall for some of the country's wealthiest, but rise for some of the poorest.
Yeah, and I think that's an interesting contrast, even with some of the other candidates. And not a lot of attention has been paid to this, but Rick Santorum actually has a tax plan that is heavily favored on individuals, a lot of incentives for families to grow, tax cuts for individuals. It's much more of a bottom-up economic plan than Mitt Romney has, which is very top-down, reflecting his experience as a CEO. That's a distinction I don't think has been played out. We've talked so much about Rick Santorum and social issues, but there's an economic appeal, a blue-collar, working-class appeal that Rick Santorum salts into his stump speech as well as everything that he says in his economic plan.
Well, we're going to talk some more about Rick Santorum and those moral issues later in the program. But the New York Times is also reporting today how he lobbied hard when he was a senator for a Pennsylvania-based hospital firm. And they, in turn, when he left the Senate, gave him a very nice job, a $395,000 a year post and stock options. There's going to be closer scrutiny of Rick Santorum. What are you hearing up there?
I think that a lot of folks don't know who he is. They're intrigued by the fact that he won the Iowa caucuses, that he was this late surger. But he didn't get any kind of scrutiny. A couple of weeks ago, there were five or six people at a lot of his events. The media wasn't paying him any attention. If he had risen earlier, I think you'd have had these stories play out earlier in the process. So he benefits in one sense that people didn't really focus in, but now there's a target on his back, and everyone is going to be scrubbing everything he's done and said over decades in public life, some of the controversial statements he's made, some of the money he has made since leaving government. All of that is fresh and fair game to an extent that it isn't the same for the others, because it's really played out in large part for the other candidates.
Meanwhile, Newt Gingrich is on the defensive today for something he said at a town hall meeting in Plymouth, New Hampshire yesterday. He said, "I'm prepared. If the NAACP invites me, I'll go to their convention and talk about why the African-American community should demand paychecks and not be satisfied with food stamps." Now, Rick Santorum had also said something earlier in Iowa about, I'd rather give blacks a paycheck than welfare, something to that effect. But, you know, African-American commentator Boyce Watkins wrote in response to Gingrich, "I've never asked for a welfare check in my life. And nationally, only a fifth of food stamp users are black." Got about a minute here. You know, Newt had said he was going to focus on Mitt Romney. Has he shot himself in the foot?
Newt has a discipline problem that continues to this day. He says things that are definitely off message. He's actually said very similar things before, but the glare of the scrutiny is different when everyone has your eyes on you, right, as it is right now. I think, though, these are the kind of issues that are unlikely to hurt Newt Gingrich directly in a primary, but it does, as I say, raise questions about discipline. He needs to have a laser-focused message. The only thing that people should be talking about when it comes to Newt Gingrich is the contrast that he's drawing from all of his rivals.
And we should say Ron Paul is doing well with some of the independents up in New Hampshire. John Huntsman got the endorsement of the Boston Globe, which he might not have wanted because many Republicans in New Hampshire do not like the Boston Globe.
Well, I think that's right, but I think you have an independent vote in New Hampshire that may be swayed by some of the arguments that they made in there. Endorsements never matter in themselves, but they tend to reinforce campaign storylines.
And the point is they didn't endorse the former governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney. Rick Klein, a senior Washington editor for ABC News World News. Rick, thanks as always.
Thank you.